The basic idea is to present a picture of the world that looks kind of like this. There's us, you know, kind of like a big happy family in the community. The honest workman going off every morning with his lunchbox, his loyal wife who's making the meals and taking care of the kids, the hardworking executive who's toiling day and night in the interests of his workers in the community, the friendly banker who's running around looking for people to lend money to, and so on and so forth. That's us, you know, and we're all in harmony. Harmony was a big word. We're in harmony, we're all together, it's Americanism. You might take a look at that word Americanism. It's an unusual term. It's the kind of term that you only find in totalitarian societies, as far as I know. So like in the Soviet Union, anti-Sovietism was considered the gravest of all crimes, you know. And the Brazilian generals had some concept like that, anti-Brazilian. But try, say, publishing a book on anti-Italianism and see what happens in the streets of Rome or Milan. I mean, people won't even bother laughing. It's a ludicrous idea. The idea of Italianism or Norwayism or something like that, or these would just be objects of ridicule in societies that have some kind of residue of a democratic culture inside people's heads. I don't mean in the formal system. But in totalitarian societies, it is used, and as far as I know, the United States is the only free society that has such a concept. Maybe there's another one. You might try it in places, you know. But anyhow, Americanism is an anti-Americanism and un-Americanism and so on. These are concepts which go along with harmony and getting rid of those outsiders and all that kind of stuff. Another part is simply to induce hatred and fear among people. So it's a diverse society. You go to Europe, most places are pretty uniform. This is a very diverse society. So it's easy for propagandists. It's pretty easy to get people to hate the guy next door because it looks a little different or one thing or another. And huge campaigns go on to instigate divisions among people. I don't have to tell you about this. It's all so familiar. You go on. But these are very natural techniques of social control. And if you can't control people by force, you have to control their minds, you have to control their attitudes, you have to, exactly like they say. Well.